You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life. Welcome back. So happy to have you here today. We're going to be talking a little bit about energy around money and silver and gold and crypto, which if you've been in my community, you know, I've done classes on that. I've talked about it for well over 5 years. And I want to share with you what happened to me and why I woke up, because a lot of times, and why I share this information with the community is because a lot of times you can go and you get your research, but then you maybe don't know how to apply it. You don't know what to do. And we're not really taught about finances, but we're not taught about the energy of it. And because we're heading into a lot of shifting and a lot of people send me questions going, what should I do? Or how can I learn something new? You know, it's pretty big. There's a lot of, and it's very important that when you do anything, like I would say, not advice, but you got to go within and see, how do you feel about something? How does it resonate? And remember that you can reject something, right? You can reject information based on the fear of how much energy is coming at you to learn something new, right? It can become scary. You're learning something different. It can become like, why would I want to know that? Or I have somebody else handling it. And also too, I have a lot of people that say, Tracy, I don't know what to do or how to move through on these areas, because unless you have X amount of money, a lot of times certain brokers won't see you. And so it's always important that you understand. So the reason I really wanted to do this show is I know 5 years ago, 6 years ago, probably about 6 years ago now, I was doing my connection, and all of a sudden I was doing my own clearing around finances and stuff like that. And I saw this vision, this change, and it was like silver, gold, digital currency. And I thought, well, this is kind of odd, all right. So I started to dive into it and to learn. So I wanted to learn, what was I seeing? What was changing? Why it was important to understand this new shift. Now, anything can happen, absolutely. And the energy always is changing up and down, based on the collective consciousness, based on humanity. So it's really important to, you know, be discerning what you're watching. Don't get caught up into it. And a lot of times with money, people will get really caught up around the energy of money. So if they see a stock go down, they panic. If they see it go up, they're excited. So it's emotional rather than, you know, a detachment. And because finances in our world obviously is quite emotional, but it's been done that way on purpose. It's been done that way to keep you locked up, to keep you distracted. And if you think about it, you're not really taught. The only way you really get a financial blueprint is from your parents, from your grandparents. What did you witness? What did you see? So that is can create a lot of energetic blocks and a lot of you know, lack of wanting to really understand or learn something new. Thank you, God. It's time we learn something new. We want to just speak and impart that new learning. So I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, over the years, why would you look at something like silver or something like gold? And I said, because you can see energetically, and here we are, 2020. We always said between about 2020, we'd see this mass awakening. We'd see this mass change. There'd be also a lot of people leaving, which is happening if you look around. Now, did most people see that energy as when they were given that vision or that thought as like this virus? No, probably not, for many different reasons. However, we knew this was a mass awakening. So this is all planned and part of that mass awakening. Also understanding and knowing that currencies and the way we've operated throughout years always has a point of transition, a point of change. So you can go through and you can look at history and you can say, okay, what can you do to like get through this change? I think it's interesting. I say to people, well, you never know how that change can transpire where you live. And I'll get a lot of questions back saying, well, that would never happen here. And even though it happened in Venezuela or Argentina, where people had lost their all of their money, and then they had to find new ways to sort of function and move through. So people say, would never happen here. And, you know, I've had this great conversation with friends of mine, and I was having this the other day with someone who we were talking about, you know, did you ever really think last year that you would wake up today and being wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart? No, you could never fathom that, or not being able to go to a concert, or not to be free to travel, and all the rules and the restrictions. So that never say never is really important right now. And it's really important to understand some things through history, but also understand the energy. So we're changing how we function together. We're changing our systems. And that's where things like silver, gold, even cryptocurrency can be like a really big topic, which scares people. But it's no different than back in the time, we will move to a digital currency. That you all know. What it'll look like or how it'll look like, that's up to the powers to be. But, you know, we know you can see it energetically. You can see it's very strong. This is why when I was looking at the energy all these years ago, I'm like, long term, this has a lot of strength behind it. Then, of course, you like to do your research. That's how you move things throughout your body. That's how God will start to communicate with you, the God of your understanding, to move and shift things out of your body. It gives you information, seeds, breadcrumbs to follow. So we already deal. People say, well, we would never have a digital currency, or how would that look? And you don't have to worry about that. What you want to do is understand your information and be strong to learning something new. So we already have digital currencies. We already have them. PayPal, you know, Interact. You do everything on your phone. You're e-transferring. Those are all digital forms of currency. So it's just taking it to a new level, changing it to something different. In the older days, when they used to use gold and silver, right, to pay for things, eventually they moved to this fiat currency. So it was easier for people to not carry, you know, pounds and pounds of gold and silver. But it didn't mean it stopped being a currency. We just didn't use it the way we do now. It basically became like insurance, right? So as you see, so people ask me all the time, they're like, well, why would we want to look at these areas? Why are they becoming popular right now? And you don't just want to dive into anything. That's why I like to give people actual resources of people that are in these areas, because energetically, I can see the shift. Energetically, you know it's happening. You know it, you feel it, you're like, things are changing. And like I said before, what a lot of people, if you're watching just mainstream media, what they're not sharing with you, and where you can have fear come up around your money, the fear comes up around the lack of actual power, inner strength, and this space of just knowing. So when you know, and you can make bad decisions, you can make good decisions. That's how it works. But the stronger you get in your knowing, the stronger you get in your detachment from it, the more you can move through your belief systems and just let things be and monitor them and understand. So the reason I like the gold and silver is there's a few things. If you've ever held it, there's an energy behind it. There's a beautiful energy behind it. You know, there's an old saying that I think gold is for the kings and queens and silver is for the gentlemen. But it's literally, there's an energy of creation, an energy, you can feel it, it's tangible. When we get into digital money, what happens is your body becomes disconnected. So if you've ever noticed with a credit card, you become disconnected from what you're spending. You can get the bill and go, oh my gosh, right? Like, what is this? We can remove that. Thank you, God. You can do that in your debit cards too, where all of a sudden you can realize, wait a minute, did I spend more out of my bank account than I thought? Digital money also means that you don't pay attention to it as much as if you have it in your physical possession. So where the gold and silver comes into play is also you have to talk to the right people, do the right education, but understand that there are cycles also within that system. So when you have insurance on it, no matter, that's your insurance, right? Gold and silver becomes your insurance. And I've had people on this show talk about it because it's stuff that I really believe in, stuff I see. And it's, as again, not advice, just go do some research and we'll strengthen your energetic field to making your financial decisions. But it's like, you don't go get your fire insurance after your house has gone down. So how did this help people that had gold and silver? How did it help them? Or now cryptocurrency, which is still very new. Don't even have to worry about that, but understand where the systems are going more digital, right? But how did it help these people in the countries like even Greece that have already gone through a lot of change and transition? How did it help them? So in typical times when they change into something new, they call it like a reset. Okay. So they reset the system. They have to reset the system to make sure that they can continue on a new currency. The thing that's really beautiful about this time, about changing how we use our money and changing how we do it, it actually will lead to a better system. People get afraid and they have all their fears, and we can remove that. Thank you, God. But look at the new perception that you can have a better system. A system that works for everybody, a system that actually allows everybody to be able to have money to exchange or whatever they do. We all wish we were in Star Trek days and we didn't have to have this conversation. Oh, Cloud would like to have the conversation. Anybody who's new, you know, that's my cat. So what happens is this is where that energy starts to become very strong. So the people that had their gold and silver during times of transition were able to actually transition that money into whatever the new money was. And they were able to use it to buy things if they needed to. So it started to act like currency while things were resetting. The reason I'm bringing this up is we have to remove all of the imprints and the implants. So the information that is interfering with your life force energy right now, that from other times. So you have memories within your body, right? And when we come into something that is changing or transitioning, like we are right now, what happens is those memories can come up and it can create a block. It can create a fear. It can create a resistance of learning and learning something new, which also will create a block or resistance from you actually seeing where perhaps you have money that was to be owed to you or be returned to you. And everybody says how much, or you have to have that with people that you trust and you know and you feel good with. But I also say that there is a vibration that you can bring in. And again, it's learning. And I had somebody in our Miraculous Academy reach out to me this week and she said, you know, now that I've been taking these courses and understanding what you're saying, because we talk a lot about it, what she's found, well, she found money that she didn't know she had, but she's also understanding how it works differently. So when you're actually working in the banks or very connected to the banks, you may not understand that information. So to go outside of it can feel very shameful or guilty, saying I'm going outside of what my business is or what this business is. So those are energies as well that can create blocks and resistance in your body. And money has a lot of negativity attached to it due to how it's been used and traded and manipulated throughout the ages. So we want to start to remove that accumulation off of you. Thank you, God. Override, speak in, and impart the strength to understand more. So there is always a process, right? If people have silver, then there's a time when you sell it, you move it to gold, and then the gold to move off into your debts. And we are in the unprecedented times. I know I did a course. It's still on my website, but I had spoken about the four turnings, which I really like the book if you haven't read it, but it also talks about different stages that we go through when we go through these resets. Remember, your body has memory to every time we've gone through a reset or a change. But the thing that people tend to spend more time and energy on and focus is literally, I just need my paycheck to pay. I need my paycheck, right? So you become a slave to that money. When you have areas that can be like your house insurance, your life insurance, which are like silver and gold, then all of a sudden you can create a higher vibration here because it's been around for so long as well. You want to look at the vibration. That will also open the door to bring in more flow. So again, it's really about understanding why you actually would look at this, not looking at it like a stock, like, oh, I'm just going to have a, you know, I want a dividend out of that because you're not going to get a dividend, but understanding really what makes it valuable. even with silver, people don't realize a lot of times. They say, well, that's not really valuable. It is valuable because we're moving into new times with better technology. We're going to get these beautiful new inventions to be better for the planet over time. It's not going to happen overnight. Don't think that. But better technologies, better for the earth, better for our health communities, better all the way around. And to use that, they need silver. So, you know, that is an industrial metal. But when you start to understand who these people are in the expertise and go and listen, you can actually listen to what they're saying. We can remove the imprints and the implants around the fear. And the other thing is, because a lot of people don't talk about it, it's not really on the radar. So our bodies become a space, right? That vessel, a bringing in the energy of what's always on our radar. So if poverty and lack is always on our radar, it's going to draw more of that in. But if it's like you have a little bit, like I say, like this woman in our Miraculous Academy, who was like one of our partners saying, wow, look at, I found all of this. She followed the breadcrumbs. And then that hand of God showed her things that she had in her possession she wasn't even aware of. And I love that testimonial because that's how it works. Little bits of information goes a long way. One, I've been saying to my community for about 5 years, I say, if you have a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of crypto, you're not leveraging the bank, but what you're doing is you just have a little bit. That's like a t-shirt for most people, right? That's like, and I've heard and spoken to people who, when they been into these other countries where they've had family, like Venezuela or Argentina or Greece, and they were able to provide them with a little bit of these metals. That's why Europe's had it for a long time. They were able to continue to feed themselves and clothe themselves and, you know, take care of their homes. So it's insurance, and people forget that. It's insurance, and you have to go with your comfort level. And also, when your wealth vibe changes, it's very important, thank you, God, we can start to shift some of this, that you keep raising your wealth vibe. So if $5,000 was your saving point and you had that, then you want to actually, once you get that, increase your wealth vibe. What is the next comfort level? A lot of people say, oh, I'm just so great with having $1 million. But the wealth vibe, the frequency with the imprinting, well, if you had that, what's going to happen, or who would take it away, or who can do what? In anything you do, anything could be taken away. So that's why when I talk in my courses, I was talking a lot about, you know, if you have your real estate, or you have your silver, you have your gold, you have your little bit of crypto, you have your cash, you have your stocks, you know, have a little bit of everything. If something goes, you've got the other one, right? If these ones go, this one goes, you're okay. That to me becomes, in my own personal opinion, like I said, not advice, just opinion, is that's more diversification. The body then can energetically readjust a lot better. The other thing to understand is there's a huge new energy surge of understanding about taking back more of control around your wealth and how that happens. And you become the creator at another level. So the change in the transition, we know what's happening. How long it'll take, who knows? It's like I was saying about this, you know, going through the virus energetically, there's not a lot of energy behind it. There's a, you know, so much information and misinformation, but really, no one really thought it would be this long because there's not a lot of energy behind it, but it keeps pushing through, right? So this can be drawn out. So there's usually a lot of things during a currency transition that will happen, but we've slowly been doing it. You've been doing it for years. If you're paying Apple Pay on your phone, you've already moved into digital currency. And this is what I want to strengthen your bodies to be very strong to understanding, because when you understand this, you can let other things go. And all that accumulation of where you thought that was a bad decision, or people took money from you, or you lost money, we can thank that power of the hand of God to go into your system and start to remove that. Thank you, God. And as spirit comes in to remove those energies from you, your body, your space of your thinking process will become a lot clearer. When it becomes clearer, you have more time to research, to absorb information, take what you want, and take action to create change. So during great times of transition, like what we're going through right now, really good things can come. Now, energy can change, but I always see by like 2025, it doesn't mean we're not moving already. We are. But really being in this new, beautiful space for everybody and what that looks like. And it could be a little bit frightening along the way. And that's okay, because what that's doing is letting you go within and say, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to shift through? But what can I do now to make a change? Thank you, God. So those are those blessings. But remember, there's beautiful energy behind the metals as well. I know when I did a class, that class 5 years ago, I gave everybody a coin. I think back then, like, it was a silver coin. So obviously I'm up in Canada. It was, I think about $20. And now the silver coins, they're going anywhere from 40 to 50, depending if you can find a dealer. So it's, you know, it's created value over time. And that's the thing that you want, is that value over time. And then people keep them in their wallet and they have a really good time with it. So I want to strengthen each and every one of you who's listening today to have that really strong well five, to be able to make different changes, and to also understand it can be scary when you're learning something new, and be gentle with yourself. Be gentle. It is okay. Thank you, God. All right. So we're going to start to take some of your calls, and we're going to do that for the next half hour so we can clear some of your energy questions, thoughts. We'll do the best we can today. Thank you, God. The energy has been really strong today. I was doing so much channeling all morning. So I want to be able to dive in. All right, Zach, we have SJ on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, we have SJ from Tukwila. SJ,
hi,
you're
SJ?
Live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Thank you. What's your question today?
Hi, I wanted to increase my wealth wise, and I've been struggling for 4 years and, you know, having sort of that lack mentality. And so I'm starting to shift my perception around money, and was able to save, you know, probably like $6,000 in the last few months. And I just want to continue to vibrate and attract more financial freedom. And I was wondering if you can help me with that.
Yes, we can actually start. I'll remove some imprints and implants. So we're going to, I'll go back to just some things that you witnessed growing up. There's also a line in your field that if you create more than the people around you, that might cause an issue with the people you perceive that are around you. How does that feel when I say that?
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Yeah, I'm going to remove that, because that can be one of our also big blocks to learning, right? Because what comes with that, and I get chills, and I've totally been here, so I get it. As soon as I said, I'm like, I know that line well. It's the more you create, then there's different fears, there's also different expectations, and then it's sort of that, I don't know, you must have had this in your field a lot. You've been doing really well cleaning, but it's kind of like that, well, you never want to be seen as, well, why me and not them? And that energy can also come from people going where you would feel like they would look at you and go, why would you get that? Or why would you have something better in your life, in any area of your life? That makes me want to not be, I don't feel so well. So I'm going to start to remove this, if that's okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut off the past lines here as well that are connected. So anything past life interfering, so anything the cell memory realizes in your body. And you've done great with the baby steps. And now we're going to also, thank you, God, I'm going to expand your field of perception to be very strong to see new ways of allowing your money to create and to generate. So know as well that we can save, but then you also want to find the ways that you know how to preserve that and grow that. That seems to be really overwhelming in your field when I put the new learnings in. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You've been doing great. So I'm going to reverse this. And one of the sayings that comes up for you is just really, I'm going to strengthen you to your money to you. And if anybody, it's not like we go around saying, oh, guess what? I have this or that. But if you pick up any feeling from people as your wealth is changing, and perhaps theirs isn't, all you just need to do is like, thank you, God. I'm just going to remove that out of my field. I'll just send that back to them. with unconditional love. When you speak it and do the reset, I have a reset tool on my YouTube. It'll start to dissolve it out of your system. So you can then override it and it can become very strong to more creation, more wealth creation. I've still got one more little block around you being seen as having greater wealth around family and friends though. So let me just go to the root. It's like you have a pecking order. Like if you've done this, you can achieve this. If you've done this, you can achieve this, which is not really true. That would be like saying you can only make X amount of money if you were a CEO, but you can make as much as you want, right? So that's a lot of projected imprinting, meaning information that is not yours. People have put that in your field. And it appears your throat goes a little bit closed as well. So let me open this. It's okay for you to do research and for you to move things around your money, but not share that with people.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. That's where I'd like you to go. Not share it. Just manage it, learn it, transition it, but don't share it, because that seems to be where you're like, well, how do I, you know, explain, or even for your body goes into justify why I want to do something different than what all these other people are doing. So you don't have to, you don't have to justify anything. Oh, so let me remove that. How does that feel in your body? Thank you, God, when I actually lift that energy off your neck and your shoulders and your chest. Does that feel better?
It's a little bit better. My neck and like I've been having some TMJ, so I've been really struggling with neck and back and jaw. And this is a occurrence. Like I didn't have this before.
Yeah, there's actually an energy block right in the middle of your back. So let's start to remove that. I'm going to take the parasympathetic nervous system and override it to the sympathetic. So when your body starts to feel high levels of stress or too many burdens, that's where you're getting all the clenching. And when people aren't hearing you properly as well, that's where you're getting a lot of more, the nerve system looks more inflamed. So we can start to pull that down too. You're very mindful of your surroundings, which is great, but don't sacrifice anything in your field to make them feel better.
Hang on. I'm on a journey and I know, but I'm having a hard time navigating that part because I seem to take on, despite me being mindful, to the point where now I have like physical pain in my jaw and my neck.
And this is
like,
what will
the energy behind that is.
Yeah, well, that's where it is. It's like that kind of, the simplest way to do it is throughout the your generations of, with your family, you came in with this imprinting. It's like over-serving, over-delivering. It's kind of like that pleasing mentality in a way. The body's just doing it on autopilot. It really doesn't like confrontation. So that's why I said you're very discerning in your environmental space of what, you know, how to act, how to be. And that's what we can start to collapse even quicker. So you can see it. You can use things like your words, like, you know, I understand you feel that way. We can agree to disagree, or that's it, right? Like you don't have to go into explanation. It looks like your body is trying to figure out what that explanation is. Like I said, to justify why you want to do something, that's creating a block and that's sending your sympathetic nervous system into fight or flight mode. So let's pull this down. And I'll run a program on you for a couple of days just to release that. Understand that that can also give you some nightmares, but that's okay. They'll just start to cycle out, okay? How does that feel now?
I'm feeling a little better.
Yeah, it'll continue to shift. So I would give it another 2 to 3 days while it keeps working, all right?
Thank you so much, Tracy. Lots of love.
Excellent. You're welcome. Lots of love. Keep going. You're doing amazing. Thank you for calling in. All right. Zach, we have Brinkley on the line.
Yes, we have Brinkley from New York. Brinkley, you're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Brinkley.
Oh, hi.
There you are. You can hear us. Excellent.
I can Yeah, I can
What's your question
you.
For me today?
We're on the air. I was reading through your email, and I wasn't sure what to ask, but I'm reading through your email, and I would like to know what stands out to me is in your email that I'm reading, it says every vibrational jump in your financial blueprint means another adjustment and shift based on the belief systems that you may not even know that you are hidden. So I guess I would want to know what financial belief systems are holding me back from my own success.
Yes, that's a good, and that's true. So like I was saying in the top of the hour that if you say some people are, you can hit and you're like, I want to make this amount in my job and I want to save this amount, we can get there, or that creates a ceiling, a limit. And then when you're there and you might go, why can't I get to the next space, the next level? And that's where it's like a ceiling that comes on us. And the ceiling usually will come on us from, for you, it's looking like all your financial ceilings and limits. There's a lot of male energy around this. So I'm going to remove an accumulation of resistance in the subconscious. So basically what that means is men can make so much and then women can only make so much. Now, we don't have to have that as a conscious thought. But what happens when we go out there, anywhere we've had a cell memory or an issue in any field or energetic lifetime, it starts to show up. And for you, it's very interesting because if I put you beside a male energy, you actually pull yourself down. So what can happen is even though you can create and you can make, if you have even walk by somebody that's male or has a very strong male energy in a female body, then that energy can make you actually shrink and it can actually affect your wealth vibe too. So if you're okay, let me start to remove where men can, and this can also go back to times where we didn't have actual money, where men could go out and, you know, they can hunt and gather, they can kill 50 animals. And if a woman killed like two, then something, that's okay. But if she killed 51, there would be an issue. So I know it sounds a little funny, but I'm going to remove this so we can strengthen you. Did you have perceptions in this lifetime at all around where those grids are or the sliding grids? Sometimes you can pick them up even in universities, schools, projections, even if you hear it on the news or people are like, well, you know, women only make this and men can make this. Did you ever notice any triggers around that?
Maybe when I was younger. I mean, I don't have that anymore.
Not now. No.
I mean, yeah, the environment I am, just anything is possible.
Well, exactly. And that's that space, though, where it sits
up,
in...
That flow hasn't opened up for me, yes. Even though I'm involved in it.
Yeah, and that's where I said we go back into the timeline, because that's where those subconscious space, it's like when someone says to me, I feel amazing and my life is so good. Why do I have this physical issue now coming up? Like my marriage is good. I'm happy with what I'm doing, because there's usually something deeper that's got really pushed back to the back of the closet. So this we're going to remove out of the closet, so to speak, and I'll cut the rest of that energy off and I'll strengthen you to everybody in your environment and you to actually being strong, thank you God, to bringing in new levels of flow. And what we'll do is actually align you to the different levels of prosperity so you can get into every level and every layer. So we can increase, and when you hit the new levels, you're like, yes, thank you God, spirit, whatever you like to say, and then bring it in to increase your dial and increase your frequency then to the next level. So we'll strengthen you to increasing on every level and layer without any interference from anybody you work with, anybody you live with, to allow that. And I'll just remove some of the blockages out of the mental space. And then we're going to actually activate the heart just a little bit differently. So the heart can be very strong. That frequency becomes really strong with drawing in the new levels. Looks like we just have to move a door. Kind of feels like sometimes you feel like you're up at like a brick wall sometimes. We're just going to move that out. Things get stagnant. So I'll just push that away. Thank you, God. And we'll increase you to all levels and layers of how you bring in, manage money, and pay attention. So what I'll do also too is we'll increase the way you have an attention to your money and your money to you. So it becomes more of a flow of a relationship, and then it can increase easier. How does that feel in your body?
so amazing.
Yeah, you're ready. Like, there is that, when I moved the wall over,
ready.
It's like, you're ready. Like, you've been sitting at the wall, like, just open the door, right? So now, just, all right, chills, just go for it. Like, I'm just keep calling that in. I got the new levels. Thank you, God. I got the new layers. Just keep calling it through. And you're going to see, because there looks like there's different pots of actual the way money comes to you in all areas. So also remember, people forget this. When you look at your money vibration and your financial flow, include everything. So look at your savings, look at what you bring in with your work, like everything. So often people just look at one area or they separate them and say, well, I have this much in my savings, this much in my work. Don't do that. We want to increase it by looking at the whole picture. And then that will remove the separation, thank you, God, and allow you to actually bring in a whole new level where all of a sudden you could wake up and go, wait a minute, I didn't even know I had that investment over there, and look at how well it's done while you were sleeping. That's a nice place to be. Well done. Feel better?
Yeah, I definitely feel better.
Excellent. I love it. Have an incredible...
focus?
Yeah.
Or just stay focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah, just keep bringing it. When you're bringing it in with that wealth vibe, you come down into the heart. So if you have something that feels like it's stuck, just reset, let go. That one's on my YouTube, or it's on the free membership too. Reset, let go. And then what you can also do is like, thank you, God, I'm increasing the wealth vibe. And start to pay attention like once a week to sort of where everything is, just to check in like you would do with yourself. You're like, how do I feel today? Okay. But form that relationship. Say, great, I took a look at my bank accounts, or I took a look at my investments. I took a look at what I'm bringing into my work. And we're going to start to build this. It's a really nice synergy where everything comes together. And then when it comes together, they start to actually work together. So when we view them as only separate, right, then the energy gets fragmented and it focuses only on those areas when you put the attention. When every week you take a quick snap, oh, thank you, I'm strengthening me to my money to me, thank you, God, remove any interferences of the week, and then you can start to see how they'll work together, and then the vibration will increase because now they're working in tandem. That seems to be the one, the more you sort of look at it as a whole package, the more you'll start to see the increase in the flow through the transition. Yeah.
And
how does that feel?
Beautiful, much love. Thank you.
Well,
so much.
Done. So much love. Enjoy, enjoy. You're in one of my favorite cities. So hopefully one day we can travel again. So many blessings to you.
I'm just getting familiar with you and I'm very excited for the journey.
It's going to be fun. Like I said, there'll be some ups and downs over the next year because of what's going on. But just know if you stay that course, when we really get on the other side, it actually will look so much better. So we're just pulling down the old, it's like a bad divorce. We're just getting rid of what doesn't work. That's all. But you're in the right place. You are looking at the right things. You've awoken. You're like, okay, how can I be a contribution? And that energy is also going to start serving you in a whole new way as well.
Because you're very awake. I'm very awake.
You are. Yeah.
Very much.
Oh, your intuition's going to jump again. So definitely don't ignore it, because you can see in about the next 30 days, you're going to go through another jump. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Well done.
Hey, amen.
Lots of love.
Thank you so much.
All right, Zach. We have Dee on the line from Toronto.
Yes, we have Dee from Toronto. Dee, you are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
Hey, Tracy. Hang on. Let me take you off speaker.
Okay.
Hi,
good idea.
I haven't seen you in a long time. How are you?
Fabulous. Fabulous. What's your question today?
Pardon me. What did you say?
What's your question today? Or your thought?
My question. Okay. So... I'm also feeling quite a bit of fear.
Yes.
And I guess to a degree, it's about transitioning into these new ways of spending and making money. Mm-hmm. You know, the concept of, well, I don't have an Apple phone, but having something attached to my phone freaks me out. I see all of these things as impinging on my autonomy in ways that don't make me comfortable. And then I'm revisiting, like, for I just finished doing a consultancy where I made, it was a contract. I made more than I have ever made before. And it was exciting making that much. The contract is over, and I feel like I'm back to my old fears about being able to generate money. So I guess my question is kind of twofold. I want to, but most of it seems to be around mitigating fear.
Yeah, it does. And transition. So one of the things, so the contract, I love because your vibration jumped high enough to bring that new contract in, right? So that is great. So we're going to actually reset it to bring it up. So again, you started to make the money. The body was like, oh, this is awesome. But there was part of it that wanted to revert back to an old pattern you had. It's a very subconscious pattern, which is like, I'm kind of used to being in this financial space. It's comfortable. I know how to function. I've got a lot of fears coming up. So let's go backwards a bit. So we're going to actually remove the energy because it looks like you have some more contracts, very similar, if not even more than what that contract was. So we can actually increase that for you. Thank you, God. So let me just, thank you, God. We'll just detach from all that accumulation of the buildup in the cell memory of energy that no longer serves you around how you earn. It also looks like the contract you enjoyed. And so there seems to be a space where we can increase it. You can make money and have fun doing it, if that's okay. Let me adjust this for you. Now, technology, so how does that feel now when I actually strengthen the system, remove that accumulation of energy, thank you, God, away from that old patterning into having joy, fun, to be able to continue to generate income and have fun doing it? Does that feel better?
It does, yeah. Well, I don't actually feel a shift, even though I'm usually quite sensitive to energetic shifts. I don't feel a massive shift. I think part of that is also because I don't love working for people, and I really want to just transition to working as for myself and generating my own money. Mm-hmm. So that's not, and I guess maybe in partnership with people or in collaboration with people, but not so much being contracted. So maybe that's why I'm not feeling a big shift.
That's okay. So let's remove that because contract is still you being your own boss. Energetically, it'll show up as you being your own boss. Contracting. So let's remove where contracting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So the energy there is you being your own boss. So let's reverse the perceptions. Thank you, God. I'll remove the blocks and the resistance where contracting can be strong of you still being your own boss, but we can start to actually readjust the body, the soul, the spirit. Thank you, God, to take in another direction, which can be, like you said, more collaboration with people. So we have to build two lines. One is how contracting is your own boss because you get to pick and choose what you want to do, right?
True.
And then you say no. True. And then also how you collaborate with people. So let's adjust. That's actually in the heart space. So let me pull this through. There we go. I'll just remove the block and the resistance out of the perception, the brain, and the heart. So let's open this a little bit differently. There we go. So we can open this through, and then we'll just adjust the system, you, to working for yourself and how that perception shows up for you. So again, we'll reverse the perception again. And we'll open that. We'll burp the rest of those blocks and resistance out. So let's just hold this. And I'm also going to open the power zone a little bit differently, which is where we bring in, right, our wealth frequencies. It's connected to what we do, our career. So we'll just open this slightly. I'll just command it to move back just a little bit. Thank you, God. And I'll also just, we'll open up the bottom, top part of the throat there as well a little bit more. Well, the body can have an increase of bringing in, thank you, God, more variations of working for yourself. So if you have a contract, then you can also, there's collaborations there that we can pull forward. How does that feel in your system? Oh, did we lose you there?
No, I'm right here smiling.
Oh, there we are. Okay, that feels better. So what I also want to move for you is around technology. This is a really legitimate fear, actually, because it's like, how is a technology going to be encrypted and safe enough? Because we understand and we've all seen, you know, the differences around what happens in the technology world, right? And then again, all the information that is out there. So there is, these are legitimate in the body. But what we want to do is, what we do is we increase the energetic field to be very much in alignment to what the new technology is, so we can function with it, remove the fear. So we go slow when we do this, and we just use the technology as you're comfortable with it, and then remove the fear, because it's the fear line that starts to pull in those people that we don't want to really have anything to do with. But there is a point there where exactly, like, this is why in new digital currency spaces, a lot of people have created what they call privacy coins, privacy spaces, where nobody knows who you are, no access, no nothing. And depending on how many people wake up and say, you know, my privacy really means a lot to me, will depend on also the direction of where these go. Like, I wouldn't be running out, for instance, wanting to buy anything that's a digital currency connected to, you know, a lot of the social media platforms. I just wouldn't do it because you're really opening a door. So it's also discernment that we can adjust there as well. So I'll just remove all of the information, the imprints, the implants, thank you, God, from technology in general, and the things you've seen, heard from others, experience, all of this around identity theft, basically being able to take out of a digital space, not having control over it. Thank you, God. And that's bringing up just trillions and trillions of energies from other lifetimes. Oh, you've been around a long time. Okay, let's get rid of this for you. That's a good thing. There we go. So we can override, speak in, and impart an energy of safety around using technology. And we can actually, thank you, God, we can strengthen that in the field for when you're using technology. Then you'll also have better checks and balances while you're actually moving through on different tech spaces. There is, like I said, there's this whole privacy space. I really like it. If more people start to gear towards that, we'll see a shift that won't be just so out there like all of our information is now. It will move to more privacy. That's where I put my energy, because I'm with you on that one. There we go.
Okay, so cool.
Yeah.
And I did have another, thank you very much, by the way.
Yes.
I did feel those two shifts. I did have another concern about investing in gold or cryptocurrencies around, you know, value, particularly with gold. Like the trajectory for gold has been so intense that it kind of feels almost like the real estate market. Like it has to flatten, it has to drop, it has to, you know what I mean? And so in terms of researching and finding good sources, because there's so many sources and so many contradictory forces. that was a flip, forces. I meant to say sources, but I guess forces too.
Yeah, well, there really is. And that's that discernment.
Out, like what, where to go for information, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What to trust.
Yeah, I like people that have been in the space for a long time, really been in the space and research, like a Mike Maloney, someone like that. There's gold and silver people throughout US and Canada that have a lot of background information, and I like those sources. The thing is to remember in those areas, it's sort of like, okay, I'm going to use cryptocurrency as an example. So the head of Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan, this is public information, so I'm not telling you guys anything you wouldn't know, had said for a long time, you know, we don't like cryptocurrencies, go away, blah, 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 blah. So that was the narrative for many years. Then it came out to find out he was working with Coinbase to take them public, and he was working to create other areas in cryptocurrencies for banking. So the reason I bring this up is there's a lot of, like you said, misinformation, misinterpreted. It's basically opinions based on what the perception is the way something's going to go. The way that when I started to research more is to understanding, yeah, the values are higher because they're very different. They've been in, this is like what they would call their third leg, meaning they're sort of bull run on it based on the amount of money that's been printed in the world. So they look at it. That's why they say an insurance, right? But it's not, it's insurance. It's not something you keep and hold. That's where I think people have a misconception with it. It's something you use. And as it actually goes up in value, then you transition silver to gold and gold to pay off debt or buy houses or whatever, right? You get it out of the market. Similar to when you see cryptocurrencies go up, then most people transition them out and they go buy, you know, real estate or something. And that's sort of that cycle, but it's a new cycle. It's a new way of having to learn and understand with the money. And so, you know, you get various articles. I've seen articles that say, oh my gosh, we were wrong. You should have a little bit in your portfolio. Others that say, oh my gosh, have none in your portfolio, right? So it's what I look at is, okay, where's the history and how can we like diversify our space? Would you put everything over there? No, like that's like anything, right? We don't know. The energies are changing all the time. But what we do know is that we are shifting out of the currencies that we're using now. It's moving into, we know digital. We just don't know when, how it's going to look and how much they're going to, and how quickly they'll dissolve the fiat money, right? So like I was saying at the top, depending on where your valuation, like how far a dollar goes now, doesn't go very far compared to what it did 20 years ago. So that's the information. We also, I say to people, do research with people that are in the space that are very conservative. So if you're in Canada, we love Guildhall Wealth. Why? Because Jeremy there is very, very informative, not pushy, gives you information you can understand. So I also like to give people names of people that I like and I trust, and then do your own homework, see how you feel, and then make decisions based on that information. Because a lot of the media gets skewed, like I said, depending on what is in their best interest. So no different than the cryptocurrency. It was skewed for years how bad it was because they were behind the doors doing and building things that was in their best interest, but telling everybody else it wasn't in your best interest. This is why we shift the energy so you can collect the information and make a decision based on what you feel good about. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. That's a lot. I know that's a big one, but I want to make sure that everybody listening to yourself understands. So that's where you gather and then you can go away. And when you get the information, I'm always like, thank you, God, show me the truth about this. Or thank you, God, how do I truthfully feel? And then you move the clutter and we can remove the clutter out of the brain on the information that you bring in. And that will bring in a new way of looking at it and a new perception. Make sense?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have an incredible day. So much love. We keep shifting for everyone.
You're
I want to thank every. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, it's been an incredible week. I know we had lots of callers still on the line. We'll do another show probably after next week. We have Lucas Mack with us and talking about the energy of love. Then I'll do another one if you'd like around shifting and some financial space. Check out the website, tracylclark.com. We do have a class coming on August 21st online, a couple hours where I'll be talking more about this very topic. So if you want that, you get a replay, you can watch it forever. And if you want more around the money and the issues, you can also go, there's a Prosperity Wealth. It's over 6 hours online and it's also there to help you learn a little bit more. I go in a little bit deeper about what I do, share it so you can go make your own choice, your own decision. Like I say, not advice, you go do what you want to do. But because we're changing so quickly, it's so important. And if you want to check us out at tracylclark.com, you can go to the free membership, you log in and there's a whole bunch of clearing videos there and activations as well as cleaning out the weeds. So your brain can get cleaned out and you can be strong to moving forward and making your decisions. That's what it's about. Your relationship with the God of your understanding. So you can make decisions that are very strong, very centered for you and become empowered in your life. I want you to be so empowered because as we walk through these periods that may feel disempowering, it doesn't have to feel that way. Thank you, God. And I want to thank that hand of God, a blessing each and every one of you, increasing your frequencies on every level and layer. So you are very strong to taking in new information and doing what works for you, letting go of the fears, the imprints, and the misinformation in all of your timelines. We'll integrate them and we'll send them back to God for justice in only the way that God knows how. We'll ask your body to integrate the new. So thank you. I can't wait to see you here. Same time, same place next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. So again, check us out, tracylclark.com. And let's all have an incredible week and prosper through the transition. Have a great week, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As the founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.